bills are likely to be introduced in the next session of the Massachusetts legislature that would allow doctors in certain circumstances to prescribe lethal drugs to terminally ill patients. For a decade, advocates in Massachusetts have sought to legalize medical aid in dying, or what's sometimes called doctor-assisted suicide, or death with dignity. Candidates for House and Senate seats are being asked to take a position, and several attended a press conference in Northampton this week, hosted by advocates for end-of-life legislation. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with John Berkowitz, director of Pioneer Valley Death with Dignity.
Our organization is part of the statewide campaign to pass what's called a Death with Dignity law. It's actually called the End of Life Options Act. And like seven other states, plus Washington, D.C., we'd like to see Massachusetts citizens who are terminally ill and mentally capable and having a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, unrelieved suffering at the end of their lives, have the option of getting a prescription from their doctor and choosing a peaceful and humane death with just a few days or weeks at the end of their lives.
And there have been attempts to enact this legislation in Massachusetts. Tell me a little bit about that. There was a ballot question a few years ago, correct?
Yes, there was a referendum in 2012, and it failed by a very small amount, 51% to 49%. But since then, every year the bill has been introduced, and every year it gets more and more co-sponsors and more support. This year it had more support than ever before, 46 co-sponsors in both the Senate and the House, including a lot of Western Massachusetts legislators. And the big change actually was the Massachusetts Medical Society at their annual meeting last December voted to end their long-time opposition, outright opposition to death with dignity laws, and take a neutral stance, which basically was saying if the legislature should pass this bill, we will work with our doctors in the medical society, inform them, educate them, those who want to participate in a program like this.
But despite that, the bill never made it out of committee. There was never a vote in either the House or Senate, correct?
That's right. It was in the Joint Public Health Committee, and they did not pass it out of that committee in March.
And so the plan is, as I understand it, the plan would be to reintroduce it in January. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And will there be any changes to it, any tweaks to the legislation? Is there some particular aspect of it, a provision that may be seen as a hang up here?
There have been changes made to the bill over recent years to try to speak to address some of the concerns that some legislators or some members of the public might have. I'll give you an example. The bill has always said, and this is true in all the other seven states that have passed this, that somebody with a terminal illness has to see two different doctors 2 weeks apart who will verify that person has 6 months or less to live. So that's it. That's in our bill, the Massachusetts bill, but they added a third appointment, an evaluation by a qualified mental health professional. That does not mean a psychiatrist, but it does mean a licensed mental health professional. So that's an additional step to make sure that somebody is not being coerced or not being abused or not being told by family members or somebody in their life, you should do this. You know, that they're acting on their own behalf and they're mentally capable. So there's a lot of safeguards in the bill. So if there are going to be any tweaks, I don't know about it yet. I just think there's more and more growing support for this. And we're going for it again.
And well, January's a ways away, and we've got some elections to go through. Are you making this, and are you attempting to make this an issue in some of the election campaigns that we're seeing here around the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts, particularly in the areas where we have a lot of open seats?
Well, we had candidates from a number of those open races. For instance, Representative Aaron Vega from Holyoke, he's actually running unopposed, so it's not like there's a race, but you know, he's a six-year incumbent, and he's the Holyoke representative. He was there. And then Representative John Cyback from Hadley, South Hadley, East Hampton, he's retiring after 15 years. He was there at the press conference and spoke very movingly about why he supports the End of Life Options Act. So, and two of the three candidates who are running for his seat, one is named Marie McCourt from Granby, the other is named John Hine from South Hadley. They have both signed the statement that we ask candidates to sign, saying, if we're elected, we will support the Death with Dignity bill. We will become co-sponsors of it. I don't have the total right in front of me, but let's see. All four that are running for state senate in Stan Rosenberg's seat, Franklin and Hampshire County, and a bit of Worcester County, so all four of them,
mm-hmm.
both candidates running for Peter Kokot's seat, Northampton, Hatfield, West Hampton, four of the seven running for Representative Kulik's seat, Franklin County District, I forget which district that is. And by the way, another person who spoke at the press conference was retired Representative Ellen Story from Amherst. She was a 26-year state representative, and she really led the press conference off by saying, I left out one of the races in Amherst. You know, the young representative is not running again, Solomon Goldstein Rose, and there's two candidates running for his seat. And he was not a co-sponsor of the bill. He was kind of ambivalent about it. Both candidates running, Mindy Dohm and Eric Nakajima, came to the press conference and announced that whichever of them get elected, we're going to support this. We believe in it strongly.
So, do you, given this level of support that you received for the press event that you did in Northampton, do you believe that there's growing momentum behind this?
Oh, I definitely do. Another example would be one of the signers, a Western Massachusetts legislator, is Representative Carlos Gonzalez. He's one of three state representatives for Springfield, City of Springfield. And so he's new. You know, he was not a co-sponsor of the legislation this year, but he met with us, some of his constituents, myself. I'm not a constituent, but, you know, up the valley in Northampton. Anyway, he feels strongly about the issue, and he said he signed a statement and said, I will work for the passage of this if I am reelected. So we really are reaching out throughout Western Massachusetts, and that's really why we're trying to reach the public with information about the candidates that are running for reelection or new election. You know, how do they stand on this issue? Just like the public wants to know how they stand on health care or gun control or whatever the issue might be.